And on the line now is Sarah Gunn, who is the director of the Free Speech Union of South Africa. Sarah, thank you very much for joining us. I'm in the studio with Roz Basarabi, who is participating in this discussion as a concerned citizen. I think that's the best way to introduce Roz. And she says I provoked her by interviewing different people on this topic about whether or not the Jewish community should take advantage of Trump's offer or whether we should choose to stay. And the return to the question, and it is an age-old question, to go or to leave. But Sarah, let me start with you asking, what do you think of President Trump's offer of refugee status to South African minorities, including the Jewish community?
It's very, very difficult to describe because if I can sort of go in a bit of reverse, I can understand the appeal for the groups that may that it's been aimed at. But, you know, it's a case of the lack of subtlety in the sense that the original premise wasn't entirely correct about persecution, and much of what's wrong in South Africa for minorities is actually wrong for a considerable number of the majority. And so a lot of those issues that pertain to, you know, employment equity, et cetera, will affect people across the can affect people across the board. So I think what it also does is it tends to rather narrow the scope of who is a refugee and what it means in an American sense. From a point of view of taking up the offer, it obviously, you know, it's very difficult to say one way or the other. It's a personal choice, and it's obviously a very easy way, or a relatively easy way, of getting access to the right to stay in America and ultimately apply for get citizenship. It's certainly attractive, particularly if people are struggling to find jobs. But the problem right now is everybody's struggling to find jobs in this country. Obviously, our policies on employment equity, etc., don't help. And in that respect, one can understand an emotional response to it.
Sorry.
It's a pity. I just think the premise was wrong, and it's unfortunate that I think it's been made that way.
It's already been made, and I'm wondering whether we as a Jewish community are in a no-win situation, because my question is, some people might consider and some people might actually take up the status, and mm-hmm. other people might stay behind. Do you mm-hmm. think it's going to impact the way the community is perceived?
I think it will have an impact, but I don't think it'll be any worse than or different to how other minority groups may be perceived, and particularly the group that has already taken advantage of the offer. I think the biggest pity is probably having seen an important minority community diminish over time for a whole range of reasons, and this being clearly an opportunity that will cause it to diminish further, which I think is very sad for, particularly for South Africa in general, because I think Jewish community is good for South Africa, and also for the Jews who don't take up such an offer. The fact that the community would be made smaller, all the smaller, if I can put it that way, I think would make us really it would narrow our voice, for want of a better way.
Sarah, it's Roz here. Lovely to meet you. I love listening to your program when you're on in your own capacity.
Thank you.
I just wanted to just find out from you. This is very important to me. I hear what you're saying, and yes, there's been a lot of hoo-ha. It's a brouhaha, this whole thing, in terms of Trump and his mm-hmm. wonderful acting acoustics. The only mm-hmm. thing is that it's something that has been alive in so many hearts of so many Jewish people for so long. In fact, mm-hmm. I remember the late chief rabbi said, are you going to go home or stay home? In other words, South Africa's home or Israel's home. America didn't even come into the picture whatsoever.
Yeah.
And now it's not necessarily America that's the issue for me. What really got me going was the thought of, you know, if people who are so stalwart about their country, the Afrikaners are incredible people. They are stalwart, they're patriotic. And for them to get up and go and take this, it made me think, wait, Roz, if they're doing it, What about you? Are you not supposed to be thinking, you're a Jew? Look at the anti-Semitism in the world around me. Look at this world of the diaspora. It hates us Jews. Full stop. Yeah. Get up. Yeah. Or should you not be taking this and getting up and going? And it really disturbed me.
Yeah, well, you see, my problem is that the experience of living in South Africa, first of all, one is a South African, whatever color, religion, creed. So that being a South African is a very distinct personality, and it's, you, to some extent, you give that up wherever you go. I think the other thing as well is that, you know, the difficulties, and I can't necessarily say the hardships, because generally the South African Jewish community is a successful one, but we're not in any worse position factually than other people. We are, I agree with you about the anti-Semitism, and we've been on the receiving end, certainly verbally, but I would say that there are other, particularly Anglophone countries, and or parts of Anglophone countries, and by that I probably mean America, where it's possibly been even worse. And so I think when you're making that choice from a refugee point of view, there's a slight queasiness on my part that it is that. To go from South Africa, to make the choice and go to another country, as I say, it's an individual choice. But it's really, when it comes for South Africans, Jews, as to whether it's an issue, I think it's a question of, well, if you are being offered assistance effectively, and that's what this is all about, is assistance, I don't know, it's a terribly difficult, because I know it's not a choice I would make for myself, but given the circumstances we're in, poor government policies, you have to be fairly strong, you have to be fairly determined to ride out a lot of the rubbish that we're having to deal with politically. So in that respect, it's very difficult to give an absolute answer on it. But I tend to have more of the kind of, if you're South African and you want to stay South African, be South African. Otherwise, go to Israel. Otherwise, use your own resources to go to the Anglophone world, where most South African Jews will find a place. It's just, as I say, that's where the whole premise. And it was based on... You know, I don't know, it was partly based on false information and partly based on a misinterpretation, and I wouldn't have perhaps used Elon Musk as my ideal source of how South Africa works. He certainly knows how employment equity and opening a business here works, but it's so much more complicated and so much more subtle, and I don't know, I think we still have something to offer.